gasoline prices are soaring through the stratosphere. And the Federal Trade Commission, which is supposed to be standing up for the consumer, ought to stop playing footsie with the oil companies and take steps to protect the American people. I've been trying to get the Federal Trade Commission to do its job now for several years. The Federal Trade Commission ought to be taking steps to stand up for the consumer. Now, if they don't think they have the authority to stand up for the consumer at this point, they ought to come to the United States Senate and tell us what authority they actually need in order to protect the consumer and the gas-buying public. The unfortunate response from the Federal Trade Commission has been to simply set this issue out. And I would just hope that the Federal Trade Commission would either do its job under existing law. I think they have the authority to deal with these anti-competitive practices. But if they do not believe that they do have the existing authority to protect the consumer, that they should come to the United States Senate and outline now what powers they need in order to stand up for the American people. Essentially, both of the reports that I did and have submitted to the Federal Trade Commission found the very same thing, Mr. President. They found that the oil companies were engaging in anti-competitive practices. I hope that now, given the enormous impact that these huge gasoline price spikes are having on consumers, the ramifications for business. We've had scores of businesses and business associations contact us in the past that we could get the Federal Trade Commission off the sidelines. They have a job to do. They are not doing it with respect to protecting the American people from anti-competitive practices in the gasoline business. And I intend to keep coming to the floor and coming to the Senate Commerce Committee until the Federal Trade Commission is prepared to do its job.